still up.
Right, exactly.
Paper 16.
Yes. The agenda paper 16 is the issue on the application of the fair value option. The question is, when the investor applies the fair value option, the fair value option should be applied on the consistent basis across the investees or investment by investment basis, like fair value option or equity method. The Interpretations Committee received a request to clarify the application of the fair value option by a venture capital organization or mutual fund, unit trust, and similar entities, including investment-linked insurance funds.
Slow down. You're speaking very fast.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Some of us are old. We have hard times. So
sorry about this. The submitter noted that the IASB had revised IAS 28 in 2011. The submitter claims that before the revision in 2011, entities had an explicit option whereby they could choose to measure investees using the equity method or the fair value option on an investment-by-investment basis. However, after the revision in 2011, it had become less obvious whether the entity still has the same option or not. We think that the common interpretation of the current wording will be that consistent application of accounting policies required for the application of the fair value option across the investees because, one, consistent application of the accounting policies required in accordance with IAS 8, unless other standards specifically require or permit different treatments. Two, paragraph 18 of IAS 28 does not seem to specifically require or permit an exception to the consistent application of an accounting policy under IAS 8. On the other hand, we consider that this is an unintended consequence because IAS 28 2003 version allowed the application of the fair value option in an investment-by-investment basis, and IASB did not specifically discuss changing the accounting treatment when IAS 28 was revised in 2011. When we did this analysis, we went back to the original version, like 2003 version of IAS 28, and page 7 shows the basis for conclusions when the IAS 28 was issued in 2003. Accordingly, the staff recommendation is to propose an annual improvement so that entities will be specifically allowed to apply the fair value option on an investment-by-investment basis. Question to the Interpretations Committee is whether the Interpretations Committee agree that entities should be allowed to apply the fair value option on an investment-by-investment basis. Thank you.
Comments? Andrew?
I must have slightly mixed feelings on this. I think the staff's recommended annual improvement would restore the status quo and thereby address what I do think was a possible unintended consequence. There is a different question as to whether actually it's the best answer. Should it be a completely unfettered choice? When you look at other fair value options in financial instruments or IAS 16, 38, they're either to be uniformly applied to similar classes of assets or they're a conditional option. So, given the world's moved on with investment entity amendments, is it actually going to improve financial reporting to make this an entirely free and unconditional choice is a different question, but I do agree it would restore the pre-2011 status.
Laurent?
I was in agreement with the staff proposals on both.
Tony?
I have probably a similar view to Andrew. I'm not sure that a free and unfettered choice is necessarily the best way to go. But with that in mind, I wonder if this is an annual improvement. I think it's actually quite a significant change. So I would wonder whether it's an annual improvement.
Our reason, just to explain, our reason for proposing annual improvement was along the lines that we felt that there wasn't an intention to change. This was an unintended consequence of some drafting changes that had been made back in 2011, and hence we saw it fitting within annual improvements.
Sue, board member privilege.
In the small group meeting that I attended, we had exactly that conversation about was it good accounting or not, and I think on balance we decided that this was probably a unintended consequence and a tidy up as a consequence of the drafting changes that had occurred when we amended IS 28 for other things that were being changed at the time. So I think on that basis, most board members that I was aware of supported it as in concept as an annual improvement. Just a drafting request from me when you come back with your proposed annual improvement. When people talk about the fair value option, probably because I've got an FI hat on, I always think the fair value option in IS39/IFRS 9, and particularly here because it links into IFRS 9, I think we need to be very clear with our terminology. This is a fair value, well, it's an option that's available in IS 28 to elect to measure something at fair value. I wouldn't use the phrase the fair value option because I think it's got the risk of confusing people.
Thank you very much.
And also on the free choice point, actually, if somebody's an investment entity, they can't be an investment entity if they're not using the fair value election in IS 28. So that puts a little bit of a ring fence about it in practice, I think.
Martin? Okay. Sandy?
I've got nothing to add.
Carl?
Just a question. What preparers should do before the annual improvement for this year? And so they precluded to use.
Yeah, this is a good question. So, even if we do the annual improvement, this is just a matter of clarification. So, if we go that direction, of course, in the current situation, issuers are allowed to use investment by investment basis.
Yeah, and, stated differently, if a preparer has decided to adopt this as an accounting policy, they're not precluded from doing so. Because you just elected to do it all the time. If, on the other hand, they elect to do it investment by investment for whatever reason, they're also not precluded. So the only difficulty would be if you wanted to make a choice from applying it to everything to applying it to some things and not others. I think you'd be precluded from doing that because the choice is irrevocable. I think, does anybody disagree with that analysis? I think that's all the alternatives.
I just would make it clear in the breakup that
okay.
Might be helpful.
Point well taken. Okay, other than that, with that proposed amendment, which I think is a good one, it makes it clear to everybody exactly what the rules are.